In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
There is an immense amount of stuff in the readings for today. We have discipleship. We have leadership. We have Eucharist. We have following Christ. We have even a vision of what it is to be later. Who else was actually struck by what Jesus said to Simon Peter today? Lord, do you love me? Yes, Lord, you know that I do. What does that remind you of? The night before Jesus was crucified, the denial three times? That's good. It should remind you of that. Some people will tell you that this is a passage, and could possibly be right, but some people will tell you that this is a passage that actually shows the truth of Peter being the first pope. Regardless of whether you believe in that idea or not, what it clearly shows is that Christ was putting Peter, even with all his failings, back into a leadership position. He was charging him to go forth. He might as well have said, Peter, I know what you did. I told you what you were going to do. I told you so that you would know who I am. And now I have a charge for you. I have a job for you. Forget about what you did. My grace is sufficient. Follow me and feed my sheep. Tend my flock. It's kind of a heady call when you think about it. And we run the risk oftentimes of actually thinking that people like Peter are the only ones to actually have this call, or the only ones that should rightly have this call. And that's not true. That's not what it's supposed to be. To a greater or lesser extent, no matter how you look at it, as a Christian, the same charge is given to each and every one of us. It is not just me that tends the flock. It is not just me that feed the sheep. It's all of us. It is the body of Christ. That is the job of the body of Christ. Likewise, you have another amazing story through Saul. This guy, for the Christian church, was a nightmare. A walking, living, breathing nightmare. He was there at the stoning of Stephen. He has chased after the disciples, run them to ground, and utterly destroyed them. We hear in the reading that he was actually sent forward with a letter that wherever he found Christians, he had permission to not just catch them, but to kill them. And yet, Peter writes most of the New Testament. Peter, when he saw the light, literally a light, and Christ speaking from it, what are his first words? What does he call that person that's in the light? Lord. Again, he's given a call. Now you heard Ananias. Really? You're going to send me this guy? You know what he can do? I don't want to do that. No, it'll be fine. I'm telling you, this, you have to go. There's a reason. And he goes. And the reason is discovered throughout the course of history. Now, I have to imagine Paul, when people found out who he was, and quite honestly, there's a really good name reason for his name change. Are you Saul? No, I'm Paul. I don't know that guy. But this is a guy that was, you know, there was no way he was going to be able to go to Jews that were Christian. Every single Jewish Christian knew what he had done. They were afraid of him. Now, towards the end of his life, we hear that other Jewish Christians actually trusted him at that point and would come to him and everything else. But in the meantime, they stayed away. They were afraid. They weren't sure. Was this some trick? Does he really have a calling from God, or is this a trick to catch us? But Paul also is the one that came to the Gentiles. He saw something in, and make no mistake, you and I are the Gentiles. But he saw something in us, led by the Lord, and evangelized us. We owe Paul a great debt. You can talk about the Eucharist, the fish and the loaves. That should bring back the Eucharist, right? That's what we do every Sunday. That's a part of it. That was part of the commission that he gave to the disciples. But what I want to impress upon you is, especially within these two stories, the first reading and the gospel, is this idea of commissioned ministry. Do you think that the disciples went through and all went to seminary? No. They didn't. That's not how it works. They weren't trained. They might have had an inkling of how this worked, but they went nowhere to gain their training other than to Christ. And he taught them, just as he teaches all of you. Which means that you are commissioned too. You go out into the communities around you, into the towns, schools, businesses around you, and we are supposed to look different. One of the things that's made light of in the commentary is the fact that Peter goes fishing. Well, how could he have gone fishing if he's actually got this commission from Christ? Why does he go back to his old life? But stop and think. Look back to what's gone on. They've survived the crucifixion. They've survived the resurrection. They're still scattered. They end up on a beach with really no leader. Peter's shot. He can't, he just denied him three times. He can't lead. He's unsure of himself. What are you going to do when you're unsure of yourself? You do what you know. It's the most normal thing that he could have done, especially in a group of fishermen. And he goes fishing. Goes back to his old ways. Yet he did recognize the Lord after the beloved disciple pointed it out. What's the first thing he does? He doesn't wait for the boat to land. He's actually running. He didn't walk on the water. He didn't fly across the air, but he tried to get to Christ as soon as possible. Because even in the midst of all his sorrow, he knew all would be well. And he hears, feed my sheep, tend my flock, feed my sheep. So I tell you today, feed my sheep, tend my flock, and feed my sheep. You have the same commission I do. Go fulfill it. Amen.